This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Don Worthy presents the Shakespearean Jazz Show!
That's right, the Shakespearean Jazz Show. The idea was born in Boston, but the music is all New Orleans. The concept came from Alex Ates, a recent theater graduate of Emerson College, born and raised in the musically boisterous city of New Orleans.
The idea was simple: set Shakespeare to music. The result? A parade-like performance complete with sets, costumes, shadow puppets, and a 15-piece band of players from Emerson and Berklee College of Music.
Here's their interpretation of the bard's poem, Sigh No More. The Shakespearean Jazz Show debuted in 2011, and since then it's bounced back and forth between Boston and New Orleans. Tomorrow and Friday, Arts Emerson brings it back to the Paramount Theater in Boston. And joining us now are Alex Ates, along with composer Patrick Greeley. And Alex and Patrick, welcome to you both. Welcome to Radio in Boston.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So it sounds like so much fun. Alex, where did this idea come from to set Shakespeare to music like this, to jazz music of all things?
Yeah, well, it originally started in, I was born and raised in New Orleans, and at the time I worked as an actor with the Shakespeare Company. And I frequently found it frustrating that we would perform and we'd do more of the stereotypical traditional style, and we couldn't quite find the relevancy between the text, the audience, and sometimes even the actors didn't quite know why we were doing this or how we could connect. And so I'd spend a lot of time going around the French Quarter of New Orleans and hitting up the music scene, and I was so impressed with the trad jazz artists who could seemingly perform early form artwork, similar to classical theater, but separated by centuries, obviously. But they could perform early form jazz that has been performed in the streets years after years after years. And each time they did it, it was fresh, it was interesting, and it could draw in people. So I was wondering how we could get that same effect with Shakespearean performance.
And so here it is. And I want to play another song from the show, because there's a lot of different sounds here, a lot of sort of different, I mean, it's all jazz, but there's sort of different styles within the jazz genre. But first, I'd love it, Alex, if you could read a little of the text that we're talking about here. So this is Sonnet 95. Can you read us the first few lines?
Yeah, of course. How sweet and lovely dost thou make the shame, which like a canker in the fragrant rose, dost spot the beauty of thy budding name. Oh, in what sweet dost thou sins enclose.
So there's Sonnet 95. And now let's hear the musical version of the sonnet sung by Daniel Irwin.
How sweet and lovely dost thou make the shade, which like a canker on a fragrant rose, dost spot the beauty of thy budding name. Oh, in what sweets doth thou thy sins enclose.
And that's a number from the Shakespearean Jazz Show. Patrick Greeley, let me come to you as the composer of the Shakespearean Jazz Show. Does his poetry lend itself well to this music? Why does it lend itself so well to this music? I love the sound of what we're listening to, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I found that that his words go really well to jazz just kind of right off the bat. Jazz itself is such a heightened form of music where there's really a lot of emotion that's conveyed from, and it's been that way since the very beginning. And I think it just lends itself perfectly to the heightened text of Shakespeare. The words just kind of fit in that style to convey what the singers are trying to get across.
Shakespeare, of course, wrote in iambic pentameter. Does that work really well with a
yeah? When I'm performing Shakespeare, I find that the rhythm of the words is very musical by itself. So putting it to music is just, for me, the logical next step for his words.
So the subtitle of the show is A Tale of Two Cities, referring to its origin city, the idea, Alex, that you conceived in Boston and New Orleans. You've had the opportunity to perform several times in both cities. How do the audiences compare? I mean, how do Bostonians respond versus New Orleans?
Well, that's pretty fantastic. I mean, we feel incredibly lucky, especially as young artists, to have our show exist in exchange between two extremely contrary cities. And it's been fascinating because our show is contrary by nature. In Boston, we've mainly performed for younger audiences because we've been through the vehicle of Emerson. It's different in New Orleans because jazz is very much a part of the living culture there. It's perpetuated every day by the citizens, and so they know it very well, and particularly doing it at the New Orleans Shakespeare Festival, not only do the patrons know jazz really well, but they know Shakespeare really well too. So it's been fascinating. We've learned so much from each city, and we've brought each city with us when we go back and forth.
It's such an interesting project. Let's go back to Shakespeare's text for a moment. Specifically, this is something from Measure for Measure, and you turn the Mariana monologue into a song for the show. So, Alex, let me have you read the original text to us for a bit.
Sure.
The first few lines.
Yeah. Take, oh, take those lips away that so sweetly were forsworn, and those eyes, the break of day, lights that do mislead the morn. But thy kisses bring again, seals of love, but sealed in vain, sealed in vain.
All right, and here's how the musical interprets that one.
Take, oh, take those lips away that so sweetly were forsworn, and those eyes, the break of day, lights that do mislead the morn. But my kisses bring again, seals of love, but sealed in vain. Mariana, Mariana, let me be your man.
Fantastic. Who knew? Who knew that this could, that Shakespeare could do this? But I'm wondering, and Patrick, let me ask you this. Have you heard objections from the purists? I mean, obviously, this sounds great, but I can imagine people saying this isn't what the Bard intended. Please.
You know, I haven't run into anyone who's had any objections. It does raise a lot of eyebrows the minute you say Shakespearean jazz show. It's kind of two things that don't seem to pair very well together, but you know, I think people are very surprised when they get into the show and they see how perfectly they go together. Mm.
And tell us about the storyline. Is there a storyline in this, or who wants to take
that? So as we went through the show and the songs, we realized that within the characters that we were creating with the ensemble, that there were certain storylines and relationships between the characters that started unfolding. And what it eventually has begun to create is a sort of natural Shakespearean-esque storyline throughout the show that's not very clearly defined, but it's something that I think is present when the audience is watching it. So it's nothing that's super there, but it's something that people can...
And there's a lot going on. You've even incorporated shadow puppets into the performance. Alex, tell me a little about that.
Yeah, so when I used to go to Preservation Hall, which is, like, if we're going to continue with the comparisons, like the Globe of jazz in New Orleans, right? And the performers, they perform directly in front of some windows that go straight onto one of the French Quarter streets, and you can see shadows of passerbys look in, and it's so interesting. It's one of the best parts about going there. And so we had the idea of incorporating that same quality, and we work with Oren Whalen, who's our designer, and he does some brilliant stuff. And we just use an overhead projector like you had in like sixth grade science class, and Oren works magic with it. It's a huge part of our show.
Well, Alex Ates, he conceived, directed, and produced the Shakespearean Jazz Show, and Patrick Greeley composed all of the music. Alex and Patrick, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to end the show with more music from the show, but thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
The Shakespearean Jazz Show is being presented by Arts Emerson at the Paramount Theater tomorrow and Friday night. There's a lot more information at RadioBoston.org, and we'll go out now and a little more from Mariana, sung by Tyler Catanella.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.